or to donate your old vehicle to support KPFT. Your contribution is appreciated. This is 90.1 KPFT Houston, KPFT.org worldwide.
You're listening to KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. Stay tuned for Arab Voices next. And welcome to Arab Voices on Houston Specifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Today on the show, the topic will be about last week's hate crime and cold-blooded murder of three young Arab American Muslim students in North Carolina, shot execution style in the head by their neighbor, a terrorist, Craig Hicks. The victims were Dia Barakat, his wife, Yusur Abu Salha, and her sister, Razan Abu Salha. We will listen today to statements by Suzanne Barakat, Dia's sister, Muhammad Abu Salha, the father of Yusr and Razan, Faris Barakat, Diya's brother, and also listened to many others who spoke at the special candlelight vigil that was held last week in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And in order to bring you these statements, I will skip Arab Voices community calendar, but you can find a comprehensive list of upcoming events on our website, and that's arabvoices.net. Last week, on February 10th, three young Arab American Muslim students in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, were shot execution style in the head by their neighbor, a terrorist, Craig Hicks. The victims were Diya Barakat, 23 years old, his wife, Yusr Abu Salha, 21 years old, and her sister, Razan Abu Salha, 19 years old. Both Yusr and Razan Abu Salha were of Palestinian descent, but they were born in Jordan and held dual citizenship as Jordanian Americans. Diya Barakat was a Syrian American, a dental student at the University of North Carolina. His wife, Yusr, was scheduled to start dentistry school next year. All three victims were members of United Muslim Relief Group, which led a monthly program that fed local homeless people. Diya also volunteered on a mission to Palestine in 2012 with a dental mission through Muslims Without Borders, and brought his kind humanitarian spirit to treat children in cooperation and coordination with the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. He also helped raise funds for dental care for Syrian refugees in Turkey. The victims' families described the attack as hate crime. The terrorist who committed this murder was their neighbor, Craig Hicks, a 46-year-old man. There was condemnation for this murder literally from across the globe, including many local organizations here in Houston, organizations such as the Council on American Islamic Relations and the Arab American Cultural and Community Center, who issued statements condemning this attack. The day after their murder, Suzanne Barakat, Diya's sister, spoke briefly to the media, and this is what she said.
6 weeks ago, I cried tears of joy at my baby brother's wedding. Today we are crying tears of unimaginable pain over the execution-style murders of my brother Diya, his bride Yusr, and her younger sister and best friend Razan. Diya, at 23, a second-year dental student at UNC, was well known for his all-embracing kindness, lightheartedness, dedication to community service, love for basketball, and anything stuffed curry. Yusr, 21, who was on track to join him at UNC Dental in the fall, matched his gentle demeanor, had a calming presence, and she and Liat found in one another a kindred spirit. Razan, at only 19, was tremendously gifted, studying architecture, incredibly creative, giving, generous, and a loyal friend. They were gems of their communities and left a lasting impression on the people around them. They inspired us. They served as role models to the youth. We ask that you celebrate the memories of our family members. We are still in a state of shock and will never be able to make sense of this horrendous tragedy. We appreciate your concerns and the outpouring of love and support from our neighbors, student community, and the community at large. We ask that the authorities investigate these senseless and heinous murders as a hate crime. We also ask that you respect our privacy during this difficult time.
Suzanne also spoke at a special vigil that was held for the victims.
Good evening, everyone. It is amazing that you're all here, despite this incredible weather. Like Farah said, we just literally just came from the burial. So it's a really hard time on all of us right now. But, you know, my brother just asked me, do you want to say anything? And at first I said no. But I felt like that would be doing him an injustice. As well for Yusur and Razan. I'm a Tar Heel. I went to Carolina for 9 years. My brother is a diehard Wolfpack fan. And in his memory, and Razan's and Yusur's, who are also Wolfpacks, I just wanted to say, go Wolfpack. Show him high, he would be proud. Remember him. Carry out his legacy. And again, the message that we want to spread and share is spread love, spread awareness. Because these three people were nothing but love and kindness. And I'm sure they would want you to continue that for them. Thank you.
Muhammad Abu Salha, father of Yusur and Razan, spoke at their funeral last week, and this is what he had to say.
Assalamu alaikum. It's very hard to find words today. It's very hard to focus and concentrate. The pain is indescribable, but we rejoice and we enjoy and have all the blessings and the glad tidings of giving these children, the three of them, up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they believed in and how they lived. We have no doubt why they died. We're not sad about that. We have peace inside. We are not seeking any revenge. Our children are much more valuable than any revenge. When we say that this was a hate crime, it is all about protecting all other children in USA. It's all about making this country that they loved and where they lived and died peaceful for everybody else. We need to identify things the way they really are. When somebody picks up a fight about anything they can invent and they murder three people execution style, we know what this is about. And they have posted on their Facebook how much they hated faith. There's no doubt. As I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this honor of raising three children exactly as we taught people to raise children, to live the Islamic way, I thank him that he fulfilled our desire to have that. Thank you. To have that mission, and he honored us by choosing them at a higher rank and for a higher rank. Today, Layla Barakat and Amira Bamie, the mothers, are the khansa of this time. They both gave up three martyrs each. When Dia walked into our lives, my wife's heart beat for him, just the way it beat for Yusuf. He always made her cheer up. I saw in her eyes so much happiness when he walked into the house that I did not see even when I met my wife. And I just saw him with his face shining with light, just like his name. Yusur went to join him when they met, and they decided to get married, and he never spoke to her before he spoke to me. All the children in our community called this, before it happened, they said, this will be a wedding in heaven, knowing who Dia and Yusur were. And certainly it is a wedding in heaven, and they fulfilled their promise. Razan was the breeze of the day. She walked on this earth lighter than air. She loved everybody and everything and the beauty in nature, animals, design, pets, humans, these three children as we raised them. If I would lose focus, and I'm talking about subject, some subject, and I have beef with somebody, and I want to say a bad word about them, and because I forgot the manners of Islam, they will stop me immediately. For every Muslim child who loved Yusuf, Razan, and Diya, you can honor them by living Islam. And Islam means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving all people on this earth. We love those who don't believe before we love believers. Because if it wasn't for those who did not believe, we would not have a mission in this world. And please live the Muslim life. For all mothers and fathers, if you want to secure your children the right way, and you will have no regrets when their time comes, please raise them to be good Muslims. For our brothers and sisters who are not Muslims, who are honoring us here, and who are crying for us and sharing our blessings, these three children died on the way of Islam. So please read about them, celebrate them, and believe this is Islam. It's not what you hear on the media, and it's not American Sniper movie. This is Islam. These three angels who never had a fight in their lives. I don't know if Diya maybe had a skirmish when he was in sixth grade or fifth grade. I don't know about that. But these children never had a fight in their lives. As I thank NC State for extending this facility and this generosity and everything we have here, I tell NC State, though Diya went to dentistry school at UNC, and though Yusuf was just accepted there, was going to start in the fall, and Razan and Yusuf, my son, standing there like a mountain, these children were diehard wolf pack. And whenever there was a basketball game, they would go to Tar Heel and rub it in their nose. Rub it in. As I thank the police of Raleigh City, as I thank every officer who stands here and honors us and takes care of us, I call on the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and the USDA and law enforcement, please involve the FBI. Please investigate. Please look carefully. I have talked to lawyers. I have talked to law professors. This has hate crime written all over it. And I'm not going to sit down and bend over that. Because we need to know things the way they are. And if they don't listen carefully, I will yell, and everybody else will. All honest Americans, they're all here, white and black, and all colors and shades. So let's stand up, real and honest, and see what these three children were martyred about. It was not about a parking slot, execution style. We don't want revenge. We don't care about punishment. We care about acknowledging this the way it is and protecting every other child, black or white, comes from Asia or Arabia or wherever they come from. Today we have mixed all kinds of blood with the soil. Some of it comes from Palestine. Some of it comes from Jordan. Some of it comes from Syria in this soil, because this is a great country that had mixed all people's blood with the soil and blended it for centuries. And this is what this country is about. I trust law enforcement and the government in doing their duty. I will not take too long. Inshallah, we lead the janazah prayer. And please make dua, especially for the mothers and for all of us, after this rather easier time that you're all around us. We will come to times we will be alone in our bedrooms with dark nights. Please make dua for us to endure and continue to live the right way for the days to come. Sakabullah khair.
That was Muhammad Abu Salha, father of Yusur and Razan Abu Salha, who were shot in the head by terrorist Craig Higgs last week in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. A special candlelight vigil was also held to honor the three victims at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Thousands of students and people from the community joined, the friends and families of Diya Barakat, Yusur Abu Salha, and Razan Abu Salha to remember their lives. Let's listen in to some of the remarks made at that vigil. The voice you will hear first is that of University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Chancellor Carol Folt.
Good evening, everyone. I'm joined here with Chancellor Randy Woodson from NC State University, and we are so honored by all of you here tonight that you have all come here together to be with us in a celebration of lives and in a moment that we will find peace with each other and comfort and also the resolution to move forward to do things in an even better way. And we are also so grateful that we have other members of our university community here. Chancellor Deborah Saunders White from NC Central University is here with us today, as is President Tom Ross. I also know that there are probably hundreds of students from UNC, from all parts of our campus. There are busloads of students that have joined us from NC State and NC Central, and I think this is a moment of unprecedented coming together, and thank you that it is such a privilege to host you here tonight. We're also going to be going to NC State tomorrow, and we're going to be celebrating lives there and coming together with that community. And I think this is something that is a part of the legacy of hope that we see from tonight. It was today one of the saddest, most heartbreaking and incomprehensible days of probably all of our lives. And I think we are all first and foremost thinking about the people who were most directly affected, the friends and the families of Diya, Yusur, and Razan. These were such amazing people, sensitive, generous. From what I hear, their main interests were in saving the world, and they saw their mission to do for others that could not take care of themselves. We have seen an outpouring of love, not just from our own community, region, and state, from across the world, people that want to affirm that people do not have to be alone at this moment. And in fact, through that, we can affirm a strength about the lives of people and how important those are. We're all here, the university chancellors, because we know that our communities are really one community. And when we think of our Muslim students, just as we think of other students across our campuses, we know that we bond together. We actually have to grow, and we have to be part of a larger whole to make the positive change that we all want. We want the legacy of these three wonderful students to be a legacy of hope and understanding. And we also want them to know, and we want everyone to know, that you're not alone in this struggle. We want to make sure that our universities find better ways to helping people come together and to find not only safety and understanding, but aspirational goals about making our entire world a safer, more inclusive, and vibrant place. As is often the case at a time of tragedy, when you think that you're going to reach out to try to help people, you find that the people you're trying to help are the ones that, in fact, help you. That has been my experience today as I've talked with groups of students, with faculty, with Imam Abdullah, sitting in and watching the prayer ceremony, and even coming here tonight. I have been so moved and touched by the feelings that people have that life is good, that we can make it better, and we can find that aspiration moving forward. And I think that we will work harder because of what we have gone through today. I spoke earlier in the day with Dia's brother, and he said that his mother had talked about the importance of kindness, of reaching across the paths that divide us. And she and her family's faith and their generous spirit at this time is, of course, the greatest example to us all. So I thank you for being here. I will do all that I can in my power to help this peaceful and positive moment go forward. At the same time, we will continue to do all that we can to ensure the safety and the hope of the entire community. Thank you.
These are times, these are days that we struggle to find words, the words that explain to help us comprehend and understand why something as senseless as this can happen. We seek the words to help comfort all of you here tonight, to help those that are faced with this amazing, difficult loss. But we're all faced with this loss. We've lost a brother, a sister, nephew, classmates, friends, across both of our campuses, across this community, and across this country. People are struggling to find answers. Tonight, we remember Razan, an amazing design student at NC State, an amazing breath of fresh air for the college and for that school. Yusar, an outstanding biology student at NC State, that was so excited, having only been married for 6 weeks, to begin her journey in the dental school here at Carolina. And Dia, if you've met Dia, you know that this is a man that possessed the most amazing bear hug that you could ever experience. And as our colleagues now in the dental school have come to learn, he quickly got to know all of his colleagues in that great college. So we remember them for all they were. But more importantly, we remember them for what they wanted to be and what they could have been. These are times that we feel like we've lost critical members of our community. We feel a sense of unease, a lack of safety. It's our responsibility and our collective responsibility as a community to ensure that we don't let this challenge us to be the kind of inclusive and welcoming environment that we expect our campuses to be, and in fact, what they are for the country. The United States has been called the Great Melting Pot, and it's something that, as chancellors, we're very proud to lead institutions that represent that melting pot more than any place in our society. So we will remember all of their contributions, but more importantly, we'll focus on the future and make sure that we're doing everything we can as leaders of two great institutions to make sure that we're keeping our campuses safe, secure, and impactful for the world around us. And that's what these young people sought to do and had done in their brief lives. So thank you all for being here, and thank you for including NC State in this event tonight.
At this time, we'd like to welcome Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt to give a few words.
I stand here tonight, like you, with a broken heart, reflecting on what this community means to me, what I hope it means, I know what it means to you. This community, this university, this town is a welcoming town. It's a compassionate town. It's a peace-loving town. I know this because I know this for at least three important reasons. Because the three souls we lost helped not only create but sustain that truth about who we are as a community. Welcoming, compassionate, and peace-loving. I stand here, though, torn because I have questions. I have questions about why and how something like this could happen. And I know you do, too. And we're going to struggle. We're going to hear thoughts from others They'll try to label this experience as something or another, and some will be true, and some won't make as much sense to us. But what I believe that we can hold on to, that really I think would be the greatest legacy of the three lives, our three citizens that we lost, be to remember who we are and the community that they sustained. They took the values of this university and this town and lived them joyously. They shared their welcoming spirit, their compassion, and their desire for peace, not just with those of us who lived here among them, but with the whole world. That's a lesson for us, a lesson for us to reflect on in this time of struggle. Because I know I need you to do that for me, and I hope that I can do that for you. We all need to do that for each other. Let us ensure that this is the community in which they lived, and make sure that we'll always be that community that they helped sustain, as we remain committed to those values and the extraordinary lives that they lived, exemplars of this university and this town. And I share your grief tonight. I share your struggle. And I share your hope that we can be true to those lessons. Thank you.
Now we will have some words of commemoration from Dr. Omid Safi, Director of the University of Duke University Islamic Studies Center, and words from Imam Antepali, the Chief Representative of Muslim Affairs and Muslim Chaplain at Duke University.
Good evening. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Greetings of peace. Once you face this kind of tragedy, in itself is heinous, horrible, hurtful. But often, these kind of tragedies reveals the best of most communities. And I think this gathering, this event tonight, is one manifestation of such revealing the best of us as a community. As we face this ugly, horrible reality, there are things that we can do, and there are things that we cannot do. We cannot bring Dea, Yusur, or Yazan back. We cannot punish the criminal who is behind this heinous crime. That's the job of our judicial system and our law enforcement, and they are doing their due diligence work. But there are things that we can do. We can join the Barakat and Muhammad family in their grief. We can grieve with them. And we can hold them in our prayers and thoughts. We can remember these beautiful souls. We can imagine what they would have become if they were given a chance and opportunity. But more importantly to me, we can take part in fulfilling their dreams, because all three of them, they were in the middle of fundraising. They were all proud Syrian Americans, proud Muslim Americans. They were fundraising for the Syrian refugees in Turkey, in other parts of the Middle East, who are suffering harsh conditions of the winter. In addition to things that we can do individually, I think collectively, let's fulfill their dreams. They wanted to change the world and wanted to make a better place. Through us, we can make their dreams live, inshallah, God willing. Let's pray in every language, in the language that we pray or we feel comfortable, for these beautiful souls. And let's pray in action for their dreams, for their aspirations, inshallah. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. It seems cruel to speak of peace in a time period where there's little peace in our hearts, there's little peace in Chapel Hill, there's a little peace in Raleigh, little peace in America, and little peace in the world. But we must speak of it, we must dream it, and we must work to make it happen. This is a day and a night to come together in grief. And I will tell you, my friends, that I've spent 25 years of my life studying philosophy and theology, and there's not an answer that I have read in any book that can make sense out of this nonsense. There is no mystic or theologian or philosopher out there who can make this ugliness into something comprehensible. So what are we going to do? And I suggest that we turn to these three beautiful people whose lives we are honoring, and we try to learn one more life lesson from them. What were they doing in their life? If you check out Dia's last Facebook message, you see that he was working in downtown Durham providing free dental care for impoverished, marginalized people there, at the same time that he was working for a project called Syrian Dental Relief halfway around the world. If you look at Yusor's life and don't just see her dancing in that joyous moment with her baba, with her dad, you also see the way that she was working to alleviate the suffering of refugees in Kilis, Turkey. And if you look at the life of Razan, and you see this beautiful project that she was the artistic genius behind called Optimism is a Lost Sunnah. Optimism is the lesson of the Prophet. What is it that all three of them teach us? They teach us that we've got to connect the suffering here, the suffering that each and every single one of us feels in our bones right now, to the suffering halfway around the world, because our humanity here is already wrapped up with the humanity around the world. We know that three cruel, hateful bullets snuffed out lives that were just coming to fruition. We cannot undo the hatred. We cannot undo the hate crime. We cannot undo the bullet. But even in the very midst of our tears and our grief, here's the hope that I hope we cling on to, even in this dark dungeon of despair and grief that we find us in. I hope we're able to leave here with the faith that at the end of the day, knowledge is somehow more luminous than ignorance, that justice is more beautiful than tyranny, and that most important lesson of all, that love is more divine than hatred. Amin, inshallah. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Umid Safi and Imam Abdullah, for those beautiful words. Right now, we're going to open up the remembrance and celebration of the lives of Dia, Razan, and Yusor. At this time, we're going to have some words from Faris, the older brother of Dia.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I greet you all with a message of peace, and I'm honored to be here today. I have received so many messages of support from across the world. I've seen people try to apologize for this act when, trust me, as a Muslim, I know that one act cannot define a mass. I thank you all for coming here. I literally can't even see the end of the crowd. My family thanks you for coming here. Yesterday we got news that maybe my brother, his wife, and Yusuf's sister Razan, who was visiting, might be caught up in an incident here on campus. My mom was comfortable with the idea. She said, "I feel good. I know nothing I know nothing happened." A little roller coaster ride later, we find ourselves in the same spot. Anytime someone comes to me, and it's been so many people, I tell them, Alhamdulillah, which means praise be to God. We say that in good and in bad, knowing that God is the most wise, because I know I couldn't make sense of it. I know many others couldn't make sense of it either. So we depend on God, the wise, in this time. We say Alhamdulillah because we know when I imagine my brother now with his bride Yusr and Razan, they are elated and happy in the highest levels of paradise. We're taught that life is a bridge. You don't want to build on the bridge. You want to build when you get there. So my brother, his wife, and Razan lived a life where they were planning for the next life. They didn't build for the bridge. They got to their destination. They are home. And you have no idea how much comfort that brings us. Literally, I've laughed at how amazing it is for my brother to first get married before me, right? And then become so passionate about dentistry and see him light up when he talks about, you know, his UNC buddies here. He always beat me. So he beat me home. And I'm sure, you know, the only thing that makes me cry really is when I see Yusra's friends. It just, that to me doesn't make sense. But when I see them cry, I just can't handle it. Them, us, Abu Salha family, we're on the same boat. We're happy. We know life is short. I plead that you live in their legacy, that you share the good that you know of them, and take the message my mom wanted to make public, and do not fight fire with fire. If, and it is quite possible, that this was an act based off of evil and a scared, ignorant man, do not let ignorance propagate in your life. Do not reply to ignorance with ignorance. Become an amazing, bright, intellectual leader that I know this university can create. The Facebook group I first created, I said, you know, maybe let's use our three angels. I thought that was overused, and, you know, they technically aren't angels. They've sure acted like it sometimes. But they are literally winners. They've won. They've passed the challenge that is this life. And literally, I ask you to see the comfort in that. We are going to cry because we miss them. I had an appointment with him today at 2 that I had to miss. I don't know what I'm going to do on Saturday mornings when it's time for family breakfast. And today, I've reached for my phone so many times to text him. Be like, yo man, NFL stars, Chris Rock. These guys are talking about, oh. I was so happy this message is out that these three individuals lived an amazing life, and I wanted to share that experience with my brother. And literally, this is kind of what hurts me the most now, is that I just really wish he was here to see it all. At some point, we are going to move on with dignity, be the students I know UNC Chapel Hill and NC State and Central and whoever else is here can make you be, and be citizens of this world, because we lost three great citizens of this world and of this country, but I think they've inspired thousands. I thank you for your time and for your support. And God bless you all. And if you see someone crying, tell them, Dia's happy, Yusuf is happy, Razan is happy. Again, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello, everyone. I know that you guys can't see this, but there are people for as far as my eyes can see, and it really is a true testament to the legacy that the three of them are leaving behind. They really are amazing people. My name's Omar Abdelbaki. As a president of the Dental School Student Government, part of the local Muslim community, and most importantly, as a friend, I would like to send my deepest condolences to the Barakats, the Abu Salhas, and everyone here. Dia's amazing spirit of service and kindness will have a lasting impact on all of us. I know at the dental school we will continue our legacy by continuing to provide dental care to the underserved community, in our local community here, as well as the global community. The UNC family lost incredible people today. And I just wanted to share a little story that I think sums up Dia pretty well. If you've seen me today, you've probably already heard this story. But a few months ago during the Muslim holiday, I was texting Dia, I was wishing him a happy holiday. And my nephews, who are here, had gotten these really cool little like flying helicopter things that had sensors, and I was just really impressed by them. So I texted him, and I was like, man, Dia, we never got toys like these growing up. So about a week later, Dia texted me and asked me what my address is, and I didn't give it much thought. I gave him my address. Then about a week later, I heard my door knock, and then by the time I made it over to the door, there was nobody there, and I see this box outside. I go inside, I open the box, and inside is one of the helicopters that I was telling Dia about. With no, not me asking, for nothing at all, I mentioned it in passing, and he was just that type of person, so willing to do anything to make the people around him happy. And that's the legacy that Dia, Razan, and Yusra leave behind. And inshallah, God willing, we will continue that. Thank you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace and blessings be on you all. Dia, Yusra, and Razan, all three of them, no words can justify who they are, what kind of people they are, the things that they did for us, the impact that they did on all of the community around us today, even worldwide now. People are still being influenced by their actions, by what they did, and who they are. When I first met Dia, he was back in middle school. Of course, he was always playing basketball. And it was the Friday League tournament. And back then, he wasn't as mature as he was now. But he was, mashallah, may God give him paradise, that he was a great, great person. And the same thing goes for both Yusra and Razan. They paired so well with each other, the families themselves. I cannot tell you how well the families were so cohesive. They were so selfless for each other. Dia himself, when I first came here to UNC, he saw that I was unstable as a human being. He took it upon himself to provide a foundation through him so that I can always trust him, to rely on him for anything that may happen in my life. So when this incident happened yesterday, the first person I thought of to talk to was him. Then I realized I couldn't even talk to him. Then the second person I thought of was Yusra, to see if he was okay. Then I realized I couldn't talk to her either. Later on, I found out Razan, the third person I would have contacted to see if everyone was okay or not. And I found out she was one of them also. As to refer to the selflessness that Dia had, as Omar Abdelbaki said, usually when I play basketball, I don't wear basketball shoes at all. I wear running shoes typically. And he noticed that himself, and he took it upon himself without even telling anybody to buy me basketball shoes, without no concern at all. It was just a thing that he wanted to do out of the kindness out of his heart. There was nothing, no hesitation whatsoever about how much money cost or nothing at all. Automatically, his instance is to always provide for the people that he loves. The loyalty that he showed to everyone, to all his friends, to anybody that came his way was unbelievable. If you were to speak to any of the people that he has met within a week, within a couple of days actually, they will say that they felt like they've known him forever with the way he would speak to the people, the love he would show. And the same, now to speak about Yusr, she was one of the most innocent, most kind human beings I've ever met in my entire life. I cannot even imagine as to why this would happen to her. And the same goes for Razan. At the same time, as Fadis, Dia's older brother, said, they are in a place, much better place than we will ever be. We are still going through this trial. They have passed us. They have won. And we can only wish for them the best. And I ask of you all, whoever has met Dia, Yusr, or Razan, to forgive them for any faults that they have made towards you or anything that might have happened. Please forgive them. I cannot exaggerate as to how important they were to people. The incident itself, you can see the family, how hurtful it was to be there, to be unsure about what was going on, to wait. That is why I'm so grateful, and I'm sure they would be too, as to for you all to be here now. And I honor you all. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. I'm overwhelmed by the number of people that are here. It's amazing. When you've known someone for 14 years, it's hard to imagine a life without them. And I honestly expected at least 60 more with Razan and Yusr. And, you know, facing the facts, like everyone else said, they're in a better place now. And, you know, they're doing so much better. You know, we think about how heartbreaking and sad it is, and as much as it is, we always have to think about the fact that they're gonna be in heaven. You know, they're our heroes, and they had so much passion and so much drive to do good things for the community. And I think it's our duty, like Dima said, to continue that. I know Razan would spend hours in her design studio trying to compete with deadlines, and then she would go home on the weekends and wake up early in the morning and go to downtown Raleigh and provide food for people who are homeless. Like, she was always volunteering, always keeping herself busy with things that were productive and that were amazing. If you gave her a piece of cardboard, she would make an amazing piece of artwork out of it. I mean, she was one of the most intelligent, amazing, awesome people I've ever known, and I'm heartbroken to see that she's gone. And I think we all need to keep them in our prayers and to know that they're not going to be forgotten. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum and good evening, everyone. I still haven't really fully comprehended or made sense, not that you can really make sense out of what happened, but I just haven't really given myself enough time to truly think about what has happened. And like Rena said, it comes and goes. You accept it for a minute and you cry about it, and then you're in denial the next minute, and you just, you don't know what to believe. I'd like to start out with when me and Yusr first became friends, which was right before college. Us five, like she said, we were like the Fab Five. We were always together. Neda and I actually went to ECU our first year, so we would rush over here on the weekends just to see them and go to state. And I have speeding tickets to prove that, but we just couldn't wait. We would come, we would hang out at state, we would meditate, as you sort of used to like to do, in a random room in the library, and then we would go pray at the mosque, Juma prayer, have lunch, and we would talk about great things. I was so happy to be involved with such a great crowd. We would talk about Habitat for Humanity or how to help people overseas and just as everyone said, they were true humanitarians. They really cared for the well-being of others. And although we're hearing all these great things and I'm saying all these great things to you, I still don't feel like anything I say will amount up to who they were as people. And therefore, I'd rather not direct this conversation to you lovely people, but to them. And I want them to know, because I know that they're listening to this and I know that they can hear me, that we were all so proud of them and continue to be proud of them. We're all so happy for them because we know that they're in a better place than here, where hatred like this does not exist. And I want them to know that we're all here for the families, our community, as well as new people that we've been meeting. We're all here for the families. My love goes out to Yusuf, to Suzanne, to the parents, and to Fadis. Almost forgot your name. We love you guys, and we'll never forget this, but we are so happy to be comforted with the fact that you're in a better place than here, and I have our faith to thank for that. Thank you.
I would like to again thank all the friends and family members and community members who have come up to speak about the wonderful people that Dia, Yasser, and Razan were. At this time, I understand that there are a lot of questions. People are hurting. And we just need to remember, as the friends and the family members and community members have said, that we need to remember their legacy. And we need to, this is the beginning of a lifetime of continuing the humanitarian efforts that the three of these wonderful people have made. And to that end, I would like to encourage everybody to go ahead and go on Facebook and like the page Our Three Winners, facebook.com/Our Three Winners, where you can keep updated about what's happening with prayer services, funeral services, and other types of memorial events that will be happening on campus here at UNC Chapel Hill, as well as at NC State and other locations around the Triangle. And again, to keep this brief, I would really just like for all of us to take a look at everybody around you. You know, we have come here to commemorate and celebrate and remember the lives of these three individuals that have made an impact, and that impact can be shown by how many people are here today. Thank you.
What you just heard were some of the remarks made at last week's candlelight vigil held at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to honor Diya Barakat, Yusur Abu Salha, and Razan Abu Salha, who were murdered in a hate crime by Craig Hicks, a terrorism act. In Houston, there was a candlelight vigil that took place in honor of the three victims in the Galleria area last Sunday. The victims' families expressed their outrage at law enforcement's description of the murder as a result of a parking dispute. The families called on the FBI to investigate this murder as a hate crime. May they rest in peace. And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening, and many thanks to Dima for her assistance tonight. Technology Bites is coming up next. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.
On Saturday, April 4th, there will be a comedy roast and toast and gala honoring Ray Hill, Mayor Anise Parker, Sheriff Adrian Garcia, and a host of luminaries will share this great evening. This event includes a VIP reception, a silent auction, and a viewing of the documentary film, The Trouble with Ray. The Roast and Gala happens on Saturday, April 4th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the University of Houston Hilton, 4800 Calhoun, on the campus of the U of H. For more information and to reserve a table, please visit kpft.org. This is 90.1 FM, KPFT Houston.
Don't think you can make a difference? Be part of a movement that can revolutionize the radio station you know and love. By joining KPFT's Sustainer program, you can support your station and help KPFT reduce its pledge drives. What's a sustainer? Rather than